Greetings and welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed. We have our co-host,
Bilal Masadik Bina.
You are invited to participate in our ongoing Internet Blog Talk Radio Show every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 657-383-1352. And we'll be right back in a moment to discuss our show.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. What a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the far from a darkened wing, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade.
Hello?
Brother Bilal is not on yet?
I haven't heard him. He was supposed to switch over. I don't know what happened.
Because I just talked with him, and he said he'd be speaking tonight on our topic.
Right, right, exactly. And he just put the music on. We're in separate locations tonight.
All right.
And yeah, and he just was playing the a song from one of our supporters, Mark Green, formerly of the Moments.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was supposed to come back on, and we were going to talk about our subject today, the power of the black dollar, as well as our Black Friday comment that we was going to make on, you know, participating in the Black Friday protest.
Okay.
But I have no idea why we got unplugged. I can try on another phone line that I have to see if I can call him.
All right.
Yeah, if you can hold on for a minute. I don't know if he unplugged us or if we should call back to the show.
Okay.
We might have got stuck. We might have got stuck out of here. Let me see if I can call his number.
All right.
And see if I can get a response there. I'm calling the home number on another phone I have here. Because I'm sure something can happen that we didn't foresee. One moment, sis. We'll see what's happening here. Just a moment. It's getting ready to ring. Okay.
All right.
Here I stand where winds are blowing, and I feel that love is knowing where I am. It's a place where hearts are burning for their mate patiently. I'm ever yearning. My heart, my mind, my all, she takes and worthy of the special love that we made.
Shaheed.
And we sorry we were having some technical difficulties, but I think we're back on the air now. We should be quite fine. And I think our office is going to be able to hear us, and I should be able to hear you. Again, like I was saying earlier, with our Black History Month, and of course our contribution to Black History Month and every month is always business and politics. We have a special subject that we think could be sort of proactive as towards our Black History Month. But my brother, that proactive move to let our guests do that. And again, our guest is out of Wilmington, Delaware. She was on our station last week, and she ignited a big interest, and that interest is, again, I'll let her.
Bilal, unfortunately, there is a very big interruption in your voice quality tonight.
Right.
Could you do a check on your voice quality, because you're not being heard except sporadically with every few words?
Right.
I don't know if it's the weather or just what, but we're not under direct connect, so we're all speaking through the telephone and just the regular internet. But for some reason, our blog connection went out.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you also, Brother Bilal.
And yet you are coming in perfectly clear. Yours
is
very clear. It's only Bilal that is not. Bilal, would you like for us, those of us who do have the clear connect, to just go ahead with whatever our suggestions may be towards your topic tonight?
Yes, why don't you go ahead and do just that?
All right,
okay.
All right, and hopefully you'll be able to reconnect clearly. Bilal, we certainly appreciate your opportunity to have various suggestions made tonight on the topic that you have presented to us, the power of the Black dollar in a vested community, and how much appreciated that is, and the information you gave us last week was very helpful with the problem of an estimated $1.6 trillion being spent by African Americans, and that's only an estimated amount. It is far greater than that. And it's being spent annually and yet not benefiting the African American community. And so our charge last Wednesday was to come up with suggestions that might help the African American not just put his money outside his community, but instead find ways to bring that money back into the benefit of our own community. The suggestion that I had made last week to show one way that we might consider, and there will be others presented tonight, one way that we might be able to do just that. And that suggestion was to demonstrate African America's national economic power by, at the end of each and every month, to encourage all African Americans to refrain from any and all spending at the end of each month
accept financial support of African American businesses only on the end day of each month. And of course, we included in that, as the New Africa Business Association had offered, to include in that spending, spending on the New Africa Business Association marketplace. So that could be included in places where a national community could go to shop. The topic that I had suggested was, and it's a bit unusual, I know, but I hope at the end of what I have to say, people will understand why I named it such. And I wanted to call that the Welfare Day, not welfare, but the Welfare Day, W-E-L-L, and the other word, F-A-R-E. And I titled it that for two reasons. One, we want to spend our fares, that is our money, well. We want it to be well spent. The second reason why I chose Welfare Day at the end of each and every month is the old system of welfare happened at the end of each month. And yet that money, too, never really benefited the African-American community. So I'm hoping that this Welfare Day can do just that. Also,
yes.
In conjunction with that, I had and am now suggesting, as this suggestion is being considered, and you have a lot of enemies making sure this message doesn't get through. We've never had such interference before, but prayerfully we'll continue. We want to also look at the African-American community. I'm asking that we use the end of each month for this sacrifice of spending. In a sense, sacrifice, because I know that normally the end of each month you might have had other plans. You would ask, well, where is this money going to go? Do I turn around at the beginning of the next month and spend it haphazardly anyway outside my community? Well, one of the things I wanted to consider is to encourage each African-American household to contribute $5 to a mutually agreed upon monthly designated fund. We can talk later about how that fund can be set up, especially from any political organization that we mutually would agree we could trust with those funds. Now, if we were to do that, I would suggest month by month, we report back to the national African American community where that money went. For example, January, let the household money of $5 for African American households go to women's health. Month of February, for example, let it go towards children's health. Month of March, let it go towards housing and homeless shelters. April, let it go towards the National History Museum. Month of May, let it go towards scholarships. And also in June, let it go towards the historically black colleges and universities. And let them share those funds if we raise enough. In July, go towards the diaspora African-American community, especially sub-Sahara Africa. In August, let it go towards our black entertainment and media. In September, let it go to food banks. In October, let it go to entrepreneurial recognition and funding. People are coming up out there in our community all of the time with great new entrepreneurial things. Let's fund those, recognize ones, for a few and fund them. In September, let it go towards food banks. In October, have some entrepreneurial recognition and funding again, because one could be in black entertainment, another one in regular entrepreneurial fines. In November, towards the disabled. In December, we could then ask, because if we're going from January to November to show that we are a community working together instead of separate, in December, let's see if we can get some matching funds from the federal government to each household's $5 contribution. And, of course, who would we bring this to the attention of? The Black Caucus, lawyers, and even bankers. And there'll be others too, educators, whoever else could come on board to make sure this is done in an equitable way. Our politicians, we have state representatives and senators. Now is the opportunity for them to look at whatever we come up with and agree upon and then work with us. But the main thing is, let's get that $1.6 trillion benefiting the African American community, both here in our country and also with our brothers and sisters in the diaspora. I understand that Bilal also has another suggestion in reference to what he called Black Friday, and if we can get a good connect, that would be yet another suggestion that we can look at. And, of course, people who are in our radio audience, now is the time for you to share some of ideas that you would have to see how we can bring our dollars back to the benefit of our Black community. Thanks for the opportunity for me to speak.
Okay. I can't hear anything now, Harley. Can you hear anything, sister?
I cannot hear from Bilal, but I'm hearing you perfectly.
Yeah, I can't hear anything from Bilal either.
All right, we're going to take a station break and see if we can help us when we get back.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the show, Brother Aziz. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay, I am going to switch this show over
Matter of fact, you.
You are now clear.
I can hear you much better now.
Much better now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, all right. I went to... I'm still not on Direct Connect, but at least we hear it. And like I said before, I thank Ms. Wan so very much for what she have suggested, because, again, it's all whatever we do, we can see what a vested community and the power of being a vested community can do. Ms. Wan just took us through the entire year of what a small donation could actually do, but if you start thinking in terms of building the businesses that would generate the turnaround of the huge amount of monies that we're spending, then of course we need to think much bigger, because as far as our become invested, because again, every type of business that we go on the outside of our community to spend our monies to, all of those businesses are needed right in our own community. So
you can see become invested into a Starbucks, become invested into many of the franchises that we like to spend our monies into, or create the home name businesses of our own. In any case, having these businesses right in our own communities, we can see that the power of our dollars, we are spending those dollars, and then it's just a matter of generating those dollars right back into the communities. Yes, and again, piggybacking on what Ms. Swan has suggested as far as the spending monies on the end of Fridays. And I started taking it at, looking at a bigger picture, and that larger picture that I was looking at is, of course, Friday is known, of course, as Black Friday. It's it's commonly known at the end of the year when everybody's talking about tallying up their books and coming out of the red and going into the black. And normally, that Black Friday, that Christmas weekend, makes so much money between the Thanksgiving holiday until the first of the year. So much money is made during those 30-day periods until it can actually make up being in the red for most entrepreneurs for 7 or 8 months. They may be in the red, but that one or two months during those holiday seasons that makes up what is known as Black Friday, that much money is actually generated. So knowing these statistics, then of course I say let's take the advantage of Black Friday. And take the advantage of Black Friday in the sense that on Fridays we do the same thing that we did down in and again, one of the reasons we're taking these positions is, like I said, the New Africa Business Association is about two things, because this is what's going to make our communities are independent. One of them is business. The other one is politics. And the day that we control both of those is the day that we don't have to worry about the attitude of this country when it comes to all types of different nationalities in their whatever society they are supposed to be in. But we as African Americans always know that if we go by who is going to grade us, we're going to come up dead last. But that's just something that we don't have to be concerned with. Our concern is our own powers. And looking at those powers, we know that the United States is about money, economics, and about politics. We are very powerful in both. We can be very powerful in both. But the only thing, we've been giving those powers away to someone else. So now I suggest that to show those powers, first of all, to exhibit that the powers that we do have until we do get the businesses, because if I suggest to my community on this radio, and regardless as who is listening to me over the internet, who is listening to us over the internet, or whether you're listening to us right in the radio station, I know that as an African-American nation and the number of African-American businesses that we do own, we cannot service our community when it comes to products and services. We do not have the business owners, and we do not have the services to provide to our communities when it comes to their mode of living. So, again, I'm a realist, but also I can say there is also but because we are spending this type of money, and, of course, it's going to some other communities than our own, this money is still exempting how powerful we are. I am saying let's take away some of those exemptions. let's take now on Fridays and not spend any monies whatsoever other than an African-American community. Now, of course, if you can't find the goods and services on in our communities, on an in the African-American community, and what you won't find, but again, it gives you the opportunity of at least looking for a black business on Fridays. And, of course, if you cannot find that black business, then a New Africa Business Association, or I suggest, not the New Africa Business, because it's something that I'm asking for, I'm asking for feedback on from everybody to let us know, are we going in the right direction, or is there another direction to go in? But I am saying if we take and show that on Fridays we're not going to spend money, period, we're spending money Thursday, we'll hold off until Saturday, but we will not spend money Friday other than within our own community. And what will this do? It shows the power. Just think about the movie theaters. Just think about the entertainments and the liquor stores and all the other that enjoys the privilege of that black dollar every day, but especially on Friday. Take that away on such a powerful day, and it shows right there how powerful your dollar would be if you was to stop giving away, if you was to stop being a 95 or a 98% consumer and start being a business owner yourself. So, yes, I think these suggestions, this is why the New Africa Business Association comes on the radio, and because we don't know the answers. But we do believe that when it comes to business and when it comes to politics, that if we control those two, then we are in control of our own destination. So, again, I am going to go to the phone. I do see we have callers. I can see the activities, even though they can't hear me on the direct station. I'm on the line just like everybody else is. So we all are on the lines together. So I'm going to open the lines up. Callers, if you have any comments or statements to make, this is a good time to make them. You are on you're on the air. Callers.
This is Brother Abdul Aziz Shaheed. Brother Bilal, I didn't get the sister's name.
Sister Bernice Swan. And by the way, all the callers out there, if you would, this is Miss Swan's birthday. I found that out. I know it for a fact. Miss Swan is my sister. And I'm very proud to say she's an educator. So it ain't like it's a chip off the old block, really. But, yeah, she's speaking to Bernice Swan, and she's out of Wilmington, Delaware.
How you spell Bernie's last name, brother?
Bernie, S-W-A-N. Yeah, yes, S-W-A-N-N.
Oh, Swan, S-W-A-N-N.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Greetings and happy birthday to you, Sister Bernice Swan.
Thank you.
And I pray, Almighty God, you have many, many more years of health, wealth, and success, sister.
Thank you. Well, these 72 have been wonderful, fully blessed. And so whatever the Lord gives me, I'm going to continue to serve him and serve him well.
Absolutely. And what I wanted to comment on was, it appears to me that Brother Bilal's suggestion and your suggestion come right together. In so many words, they're suggesting the same thing, because I heard you say about mentioning on Fridays that, you know, we spend our money in the black community only, and that is one of the parts that's in Bilal's suggestion also. But the spending every month of $5 from all the families or whatever, and that is a fantastic idea, along with Bilal's. Both of those ideas are fantastic, and I hope some of our listeners can give us some suggestions, as Brother Bilal said, on how we can go on about achieving this here at a rapider pace than we are, and get this thing going in Black History Month itself, so that Well, no, we got one real big thing done in Black History Month that we pray to be ongoing. So that's what I had to say for right now as a comment.
Could I make one correction? The
yes.
one for the Welfare Day is not on Friday. The one for the
okay.
Welfare Day is on the end of each month, and it piggybacks on the old welfare system where at the end of each month, wherever the 30th or the 31st falls, of course, February the 28th or the 29th, wherever that date falls is when people will choose not to do their purchases other than to their own. So if it falls on a Wednesday, so be it. If it falls on a Monday, so be it. Mine is not at the end of the week. The suggestion was at the end of the month.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, if we could actually, once it's posted and put out on the website, that information, such as you said and such as Bilal has suggested, once we can get that together, and post it on the website, that will be proof that this suggestion came from our group first. And what we're doing is we'll put it out everywhere we can, put it out and get people to reply, to join in. But, you know, we want to let the world know that this is what we like to get started. And then, you know, we'll get it out to many places where we can, but we'll say where it's coming from. And where to send your comments back to. And, you know, that's what I had to say for the moment.
Could I suggest that because we have a national announcement, people have their radio stations, their TV stations, and their other media and forms of communicating. It's a perfect way to get that information to all of these different cities, towns, and localities just by means of everybody having their own places to go to, TV, radio, and other sources.
Yes, yes, by all means, Sister Bernice, and Brother Razzies, I know what's saying is that at this point, now that we have had this broadcast, we're going to now present this broadcast to our national media, because we have the national newspapers and we have the National Business Organization, and also there are many, many New African Business Associations throughout the country. So, and of course, this suggested. This Black History Month, and this suggestion of economical opportunities. Then a couple of weeks ago, we had some professionals to come on to tell us about the tax plan, the new tax Trump tax plan. Many of these professionals was both Muslims and Christians. Especially the CPAs, the lawyers, and again we have Ms. Swan, who is retired educators. So again, as you see, our community is working together as righteous folks.
Yes.
But we're working together as African Americans because we know that we all have that same objective, and that is we all are trying to achieve freedom, justice, and the pursuit of happiness. So, but again, we realize now the way that we're going to get that is to economics and politics, because economics and politics, as we can see, is the rule of the day. One thing we can learn from all these different presidents, but especially our present president, is that we can learn that that this country is built on politics and business. Nothing else really, really matters. Everything else can be taken away just like that. So we need to control our politics and our business, and so that that big consumer spending that we're already doing remember, when you go to those of you are listening and those of you like what we're saying, to spread the word, because it takes the power of all of us in order to have any type of power. We're going to be on this station every Wednesday. We do ask for your feedback. Brother Aziz, if you would give the information, because it looks like you're having a better connection than me. Give them the information as to where they can give us feedback on our comments this evening and how they can continue to go to our website and what they can expect to see when they go there.
All right. To our listening audience out there on the Internet as well as the Blog Talk Radio, our contact information for the New Africa Business Association, our phone number can be reached. You can reach us at 202-288-5660 or 202-903-7278. And these are our phone numbers. Again, our contact phone numbers are area code 202-288-5660 and also area code 202-903-7278. Our email, you can reach us on our email at New Africa, and that's New Africa BA, New Africa BA at gmail.com. That's New Africa BA at gmail.com. Everything is lowercase letters. Also, our website, you can reach us on our website at New Africa Business Association, and that would be New Africa Business ASSOC.com. That's New Africa Business ASSOC.com. And that's our contact information to get in contact with us for any business contacts or any suggestions that you may have. Also, we again invite you to participate on our ongoing Internet and Blog Talk Radio show every Wednesday. The time is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and your host is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we have co-hosts and guests. Also, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And I'd also like to let folks know that our guest tonight, Ms. Bernie Swan, is also a member of our Blog Talk Radio show. So she'll be coming on at many given different times. So I just wanted to let our listening audience know that Ms. Bernie Swan is also a member of our Blog Talk Radio show, as well as one of our helpers on the show itself. So back to you, my brother Bilal.
Yeah, and saying that, and again, Miss Swan, she's out of the Wilmington, Delaware area. Of course, we are here out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And then many of our listeners, we're going to go back to the open mics where they can introduce themselves. But you can see our arm is stretching out in many different states now. Every week we're bringing on, we're finding that we're growing and growing and growing. So again, our ammunition here, one of our slogans here, when I say our ammunition, I meant our slogan, you know, it's what one can't do, many can. And with that our slogan, that gives us the power to move on as a group. And that group can be a small group or it can be an entire nation. We got $1.3 trillion to turn around to get into our communities. Tonight's program, we're talking about the power of the black dollar. And, of course, this is the Black History Month, and we can see the power of that black dollar, but it's going to some other communities other than ours. What we're saying now is that we want to take back our power, and we're going to take that power back economically, and we're going to take that power back politically. So, listeners, we got about 10 or 15 minutes. Our mics are open. Comments? Anyone wants to come in and give us any press suggestions or make any suggestions that about tonight's show or any future comments that we may have? But remember, during the Black History Month, we want to focus on how we can become proactive and making our communities much more economically sound. So, again, I'll go right back to the mics. Listeners, the mics are open. If you have a comment, we're here to listen to you. You can share your comments with us at this moment. Okay. And by the way, some of the feedback you might be hearing is because I do have these mics open. I could put everyone on mute and we wouldn't hear that feedback, but I'm trying to give everyone a chance to participate with us. So again, if you would be so kind to some of the noise that you might be making in the background, everyone else can hear you, and I do not want to put everyone on mute as to where you can only hear me. So, but with that said, anyone have any comments before we close?
Bilal?
Okay, yes, I'm right here.
If there are no comments, and of course I would love to be interrupted if there are comments, but I have two questions, and they're just questions to ponder. Looking at both the suggestions so far, the Welfare Day and the Black Friday, period. The questions on that Welfare Day, we need to look at anyone who's doing the economics of it. What is the estimated estimated black household count? And with that in mind, if they did generate that $5 per household,
there's a noise in the back of us, and you guys might not be able to. But it's now it just went away. Go right ahead.
So with the two suggestions, and there's a question that I want to throw out on each one. With that Welfare Day, we need those who are in economics to give us an estimated number of African-American households, and if they're generating $5 from each of those estimated national African-American households, what would that money generate towards the projects that they would be supporting monthly? Now, the other thing is with the Black Fridays. Now, we don't want people to not spend on the Black Fridays and then go right around and spend them on the following days because you still have not put it back into the black community. So my question is, with the generated money of non-spending on Fridays, what is the plan for where those monies will be spent back into the black community that were saved on that Black Friday, because otherwise people are going to not spend on Black Friday and turn right around and spend it either Saturday, Sunday, or subsequent days. So we've got to have a plan where this is what we'd like to do with that money that the Black Fridays generate. Those are just two things I'd like for us to continue to ponder. Thanks.
Very good suggestion and a very good idea. Again, that's why I was saying earlier in my conversation, when it comes to services and being able to provide services and products to our communities on any day, but especially here we're specifically talking about Fridays, but we cannot provide the goods and services to our communities. But what I am saying on Fridays, and we realize that, but I'm saying on Fridays, the reasons we're saying on Fridays, do not spend your monies anywhere else other than in the African-American communities, even though we know we can't provide all the goods and products, it gives the African-American community two things now to focus on. Number one, to start looking for black businesses. Number black businesses are wiped out. No one, even in the black community, knows where there's a black business is. We don't even barely consider where a black business is because we're so hidden in the business community. So on Fridays, if you would stop spending your monies elsewhere than your own communities, it makes you now to look around and say, okay, what businesses can I do we on Fridays? Because two things,
right.
Remember, we're trying to do here. We're trying to recognize the African American who is already in business, and then those businesses that we do not have, we're trying to grow jointly as a community and as a nation. So by not spending our monies anywhere, by not concentrating on economics anywhere on Fridays other than your own communities, gives you a focusing point. We're saying that, you can also do without spendings on Fridays, even though we can't provide the goods and services to our communities. We can ask the communities that on Fridays, and what we're doing here, we're being proactive as far as the way that the society has treated us. So on Fridays, we're saying that we won't spend our monies nowhere on the outside of our communities, even though we can't spend our monies in our communities because we can't service the communities. But we can boycott. We can stop spending our monies on Fridays elsewhere, and if we have to, yes, Thursday, buy what you need to buy. And then, of course, folks, you're going to live your mode of living. I don't expect for no one to change that. But discontinue it for 24 hours. And because that's going to do, those 24 hours, believe me, if we stop spending our monies for 24 hours, the effects of that is going to be felt in the business world. And that business world is now is going to want to will start reckoning, hey, black folks are not spending their monies on Friday. They can't have that. Something, it's a powerful, proactive move. And believe me, it's a move that some of the things we're talking about here, such as some of the things we want, such as jobs, better jobs, better pay, things that we should be getting anyway because of our participations in the market, then this discrimination has to go. And if it doesn't go, then it's going to cost you. So that's what our move on Friday is saying. Let's discontinue. Let's take back some of our power, and that will be on Fridays.
All right. So
our mics are open. Everybody, we got about 5 or 6 minutes because, like I said, this is something that we as a nation, that's why we ask that you give us a feedback right back to us. We can't figure this thing out in an hour, but we can at least start something in an hour, and we can talk about it, and we can use our social media powers to make a move. Go right ahead, brother. He was about to say, our sisters, whoever's on this line, we got about 6 or 7 minutes for your comments. I do see we have a 405 number. Is anyone from that 405 number from the Black Wall Street? Okay, go right ahead, brother Aziz.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I know we talk all the time, but everything is right on point, and I was going to say, what you're saying, I'm in total agreement with, especially I was waiting for you to say what you was going to say because I wanted Sister Bernice to know that, yeah, and she probably realized it too, that on Friday, but you said, like, if we don't find a black business to spend our money in, on that day, and don't spend no money at all in any of the business except where what is absolutely necessary, then that's true. It is going to have a big, major impact. It's just that we say major, but until we get it to be done, if it was just half of the African-American population, we were able to achieve that, it would be such an impact on America that it would be all over the news. And people would be trying to see what they could do to turn that around, our people outside our community, by offering us whatever. But at the same time, again, by doing that, that there comes the other second part. Then the black businesses that are there can grow, as well as people that want to get in business can grow. And I think the New Africa Business Association website is providing that type of information as the website grows to wherever you are. You can go on that website, and if we got African-American businesses in your community, in that community, whatever the city, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Delaware, Oklahoma, you can look that up, and you'll have somewhere where you can go find food, shelter, clothing, or whatever you're looking for possibly. But you will know what businesses do exist in those communities. And, you know, that's what I had to contribute.
Okay, thanks so much for your comments. Okay, we got about two or three more minutes. Any other comments? The mics are still open. Okay, all right. Well, Dan, we're going to be closing out. I will say that, again, I would ask everyone, whether you're on the Internet or whether you're listening to us through the radio station itself, I would ask for your feedback. I would ask for your participation. We're on every Wednesday. I think of all of our volunteers, and like I said, we try to get some of the most astute volunteers that we possibly can, and we thank all of you because we know you, you're doing this because you support us because we know professionals like you always can find time to do something because of your knowledge that the community needs. So we thank you so much for sharing this, and we ask that this is what the New Africa Business Association is. Right now, we're the only business blog radio station that we know of in the entire country. So, again, when it comes to business and politics, think how when we start talking about the caucus, the black caucus, they need our help, but they don't need our help as far as coming in on a weak point. They need our help as to where it can make a devastating effect. Economics makes the most devastating effect. Look at what happened down there in Alabama when they took away those buses and closed the city down. Brother, our black dollar is extremely powerful. So our topic, the power of the black dollar becoming a very vested community. Brothers and sisters, spread the word. We'll be back next week, and we're going to continue to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about business and politics. But this month, Black History Month, we want to be as proactive as we possibly can be. Sister Swan, you have anything in closing?
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful idea that we have. I was saying make sure everyone knows we continue next Wednesday. And also keep in mind, too, do not wait until Saturday to buy what you didn't buy on Friday. As you said earlier, do the necessities. But if you wanted the pair of shoes on Friday and then buy them on Saturday, you haven't done anything. We want you to get as close to that economic power impact as you can. And so thank you for sharing all the wonderful things. Looking forward to next Wednesday.
Okay. With that said, Brother Aziz and audience, we thank you so much for your participation. And we're going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night. Peace. Good night. Peace.
Peace.
My bride, and every night I'm talking.